Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter, September wheat, 632 1/4, and it is up 3. December, 645 up 2 1/4. Soft September wheat, 554 1/4 up 5. December, 570 up 4. September corn, 355 1/2 up 3 3/4. December, 366 1/2 up 3. March, 379 1/2 up 3. July, 394 3/4 up 3 1/4. August soybeans, 13.23 1/4 up 38 1/2. September, 11.24 up 10 1/4. November, 10.85 1/4 now 1/2 up 3/4. August soybean meal, $406.20 up $8.70. August soybean oil, $35.03 down $41. August live cattle, $151.92 1/2 down $62 1/2. August feeders, $216.20 up $87 1/2. And August lean hogs are $114.47 1/2 and they are up $25.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Seems like there are still people trapped in the August soybean contract.
Well, I don't know about trapped. It's just a lack of volume. That goes off the board here real shortly. Old crop beans still tight situation. In fact, there's some locations you can get a fairly good bid if you have some old crop beans wanting to move. Once those go off here and they'll stay strong going off the board, then we'll function of focusing on the new crop situation. We're still a little ways from bean harvest, per se, even though there is some active corn harvest in the deep south.
So is there any rally in September when August goes off the board?
Yeah, we want to go up. We want this August to go up. We'll go off the board here at $13, and we'll have the September go to $13, and the November's at $13. It'd be nice to try to fill that gap. That could happen if we have early frost freeze. For say to ding the crop, it's going to take some type of weather event to continue to see that happen. September it could hang in there. Just the fact that bean crop could be pushed late here, just not maturing fast enough too. So the trade to monitor that is going to be spot pin up demand for say most processors and users are going to take a little downtime and wait for the big new crop to come at us.
Of course, over hanging the market today is the fact that in about 25 hours, USDA will give us their August crop production and WASDE numbers. And, of course, they're out in the fields. We have been out in the fields seeing and taking some measure of the corn crop. So it is entirely possible that they could do something on the yield side of the equation, this report, and it's entirely possible that WASDE could do something on the demand side of the equation in this report. There are a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, it's a good observation there. The thing is, everybody's got two sets of numbers. One set is what they think the crop's at. The other set of numbers is what the USDA is going to put out tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock Central Time. So everybody's got two sets of numbers out there, and hopefully, one of them will be right, and they'll say they nailed it. Probably the thing to, with the big production prospects, you're going to keep demand fairly large with the idea from the economist's point of view. Function of the market is when you have big production for the market to go lower to stimulate demand, demand will pick up. We'll see how that pans out. They've already got demand at record high levels in some sectors there, so the market's got its work cut out through here. But the thing though on tomorrow's report that we need to probably watch real closely is what some of the players do in through here. There's some anticipation that this corn yield is as high as 177 bushels to the acre. You know, if they don't come in with that big production number, those big yields, the people who have been short the market, pushing this thing lower, wanting to go lower, might cover on that, and the idea that the report was not as bearish as what some of these guys wanted it to be. So that's what we're going to be watching tomorrow, is the market reaction to the numbers.
Could it be as simple tomorrow as which side ending stocks or new crop fall vis-a-vis the 2 billion bushel carryout mark?
2 billion bushels, confirmation that we've got, you know, we'll have ample supply throughout the marketing year. The thing, too, is we've got a competitive wheat feed coming into the equation also, but 2 billion plus indicates it's going to be awful hard for corn to go much above $4 unless some type of problem arises somewhere in the world.
Is there any talk about a reduction in harvested acres for soybeans?
That's going to be over time. They'll continue to fine-tune that. We'll probably see those numbers adjusted closer into next year. You know, harvested acres is always something they will work on. If they don't get that corrected by January, they'll come in and do like they did this last past year and have a residual to make up the difference there on it. But if you start subtracting harvested acres, the assumption is that's poor producing ground, and the yield would have to remain high. Yield would remain high to offset some of that harvest acre decrease.
So what is your best guess, based on everything you know at this point, about where these futures are going to go, say, within the next 2 weeks?
Well, that's a tough one, because over the next 2 weeks, historically, we do have an opportunity to see a little strength going
right
into Labor Day. But that's kind of wishful thinking. From a producer's risk manager's point of view, we feel the risk still remains to the downside, even though we might be oversold and can bounce. We feel that it's going to be awful hard for prices to go quite a bit higher in through here, just due to the fact that we got big crop and it's going to take a while to find a home for all this. We continue to feel that the risk is to the downside, Dave.
So December corn at 368.5 is trading a what, 170.0 BPA?
I think we're in 170, 172 bushels a acre. We're trading 2 billion bushel corn crop, but the realization this fall might have you know, prices drift a little lower yet. One thing to watch, I think, is the July corn. It's got some carry in it. Moves back to $4, $4.05 are probably a good hedge for the producer.
So what's a producer to do if the market is to the downside, and also basis could get a little bit more sloppy going into harvest?
Well, I think the weakest basis is going to be probably during harvest. I don't think it's going to fall apart. There's eager buyers below the marketplace. These guys need some coverage. The cash grain guys we visit with indicate these futures down 330 is fairly good property, you know, if that would occur. So I don't know if I'd necessarily do a basis contract. I think basis will firm up once we get through harvest. The producers are in the mindset to store this stuff, actually hoping maybe the market goes down lower here so they could collect some revenue checks here this fall, winter, and store this stuff and look for some recovery going into this winter and move the cash grain and capture some of that carry. Our best advice is, you know, look for the market to move lower and through here, then look to buy some upside potential this fall. The idea you can double down and through here to the upside.
Thank you, Kurt.
Take care.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.